American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine are being told to evacuate over concerns of a potential Russian invasion. Steve Harrigan with more.
For family members of U.S. Embassy personnel here in Ukraine, it's an order to get out now. For additional personnel, they are being authorized to leave. The State Department really raising the alarm that if you're an American in Ukraine, it's time to get out now, that if there is a Russian invasion, there won't be an opportunity to airlift people out. In the meantime, President Biden considering a range of options, including deploying as many as 3,000 to 5,000 military personnel in the Baltics and in Eastern Europe. This is a real shift in posture from just economic sanctions. And here in Ukraine, the second shipment of American ammunition and weapons arrived. Ukrainian officials put that total at more than 80 tons.
A senior Army strategist and Pentagon advisor says in just 1 year in office, President Joe Biden's foreign policy blunders have compelled our allies to distance themselves from the United States. Chad Groening has more.
The Biden White House on the day marking the first anniversary of his presidency was attempting damage control after Biden said that a, quote, minor incursion into Ukraine by Russia would elicit a lesser response. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was among those expressing concern about Biden's minor incursion remarks, saying, quote, "We want to remind the great powers there are no minor incursions and small nations, just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones." Bob McGinnis is senior fellow for national security at the Founder Research Council and author of Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. He says Biden is alienating our allies.
Geopolitically, we're in bad straits. NATO has distanced itself from the United States. Russia is about to invade Ukraine. The Taiwanese are in trouble because President Xi is taking a measure of Biden and found him wanting.
And McGinnis says we're losing confidence among our top allies.
I would say that on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being total confidence and 1 being next to no confidence, we're certainly below 5 in key allies, whether it be the UK, Germany, even Israel, given some of the things that are going on. So we've got to do a lot better at bolstering confidence in the United States, and I'm afraid it starts with the commander-in-chief, and I don't see that turning around quickly.
I'm Chad Groening.
We've told you about the similarities between American woke culture and the USSR. It is also intentionally like Mao's communist China, according to a noted author and mathematician. Steve Jordahl reports.
Appearing on the Joe Rogan podcast, New York Times bestselling author James Lindsay says today's woke left has pulled a page from Mao Zedong's dystopian cultural revolution and is using it to groom our kids in school.
Mao had a whole program he used in schools, and I see something so similar to that in our schools now that I'm freaking out. The goal is actually to destabilize the kids' identity so that they're groomable, and then they look at their parents' culture, they look at their parents themselves, they look at their parents' generation, they look at the parents' religion, and they say, that doesn't represent me. We need something completely different.
Lindsay says that's exactly what we're seeing. You wonder why liberal school boards are trying to cut parents out of their kids' education?
The goal is to separate the new generation from the traditions and views of the old generation. For Mao, it was to destroy the so-called four olds: old culture, old habits, old customs, and old ways of thinking.
But Lindsay says, be warned. In China, the intolerance led to violence.
It was like destroy the old culture, and they would go home, and they eventually got to where they're beating their parents, they're beating their teachers that were considered reactionaries, instead of being in favor of the Chinese Cultural Revolution.
Black Lives Matter and Antifa, anyone? I'm Steve Jordahl.
Milwaukee police are investigating the deaths of five people that were found dead at a home Sunday afternoon. Milwaukee Assistant Police Chief Paul Formola says police were responding to a welfare check at the house where the bodies of the deceased were found.
At this time, the motive and information regarding any involved suspects is not known to us right now, as this is an ongoing investigation, as you can see. However, there is no information to suggest that there is a threat to the community.
American Family News is available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.